Hi there everyone, it's Tom here again with another Open Country audio walk. We're faced with quite a breezy one today. Because of that, I've decided to head towards some cover and some lovely woodland on Otley Chevin in West Yorkshire, which again is not too far from where I live. I do apologise in advance if we do get a bit of wind noise in the background. It's not quite blow your flat cap off weather, but it is significantly breezier than it has been of late. As I record this, September is just coming to an end, and autumn is definitely knocking on the door. I've had to put an extra layer on today as well. I think the temperatures are just starting to turn. But despite all that, I still expect to have a lovely walk today through some lovely woodland scenery. We just should also have some fantastic vistas along the way over the Wharfe Valley and Otley. And also we'll hopefully be able to smell some of those wonderful autumnal smells as well. Some of those woody, moist smells that are synonymous with the autumn season. The walk today should be about 3.5 to 4 miles long, and as always, it's brilliant to have you with me, and I look forward to sharing all of the things that we're about to see, smell and experience today on this audio walk. These audio walks from Open Country are a way of helping you to feel a bit closer to the countryside if you can't get out at the moment due to all the coronavirus stuff that's going on. So kick back, relax and forget about all that for a while as we explore Otley Chevin and the wonderful environment around it. Otley Chevin is notorious for being a very popular spot for not only dog walkers, but people who are just out and about wanting to enjoy the countryside and get out and have a bit of fresh air in their lungs. So when I come here, usually try and go across to the lesser known spots. So I've actually started this walk from a road called Old Lane, which is towards the eastern end of Otley Chevin. The main areas of York Gate and the main Otley Chevin Road down into Otley are usually the hot spots where I'll often drive past and see cars not parked only at every single angle in the car park, but also down the roadside as well. When I pulled up where I've parked today, there was only 2 other cars, so that always fills me with joy when I think I might just have this place to myself. Don't worry, we're not being shot at. There's actually a rifle range not too far from where I'm stood now. I'm actually stood in the middle of some beech woodland. I've walked along a recently resurfaced path, and then I've turned off that beaten track onto a more rugged, muddy path. And you may be able to hear the beech trees rustling in the background. Beech trees start off with quite soft leaves during the spring and early summer, and as the seasons pass, they get firmer and firmer until just before they're ready to shed their leaves at this sort of time in early autumn. They go really quite hard before they start turning a beautiful rusty brown colour. If you're ever walking through an area of beech woodland when it is a little bit breezy like it is today, then listen out, because you'll be able to hear that rustling as you wander through. As I stand here as well, there's also a grey squirrel just off to my left that's hopping around a little makeshift folly that some children have made out of twigs and sticks and bits of the undergrowth. I've just reached my first vantage point of today's walk. I've come to a dry stone wall at the edge of the forest park, and I'm stood underneath a beautiful silver birch tree which is framing a spectacular vista beyond. It is quite a hazy day today, but even though I can't see too far into the distance, I can still see far enough for it just to take your breath away, quite frankly. It really is a wonderful view from up here. The Chevin is quite a vantage point. It's quite a high point within the Leeds district, which means that whenever you get a chance to see through the trees, you're always greeted with a beautiful view across the Wharfe Valley. To my left-hand side, I can see the prominent shape of Armscliff Crag, a large rocky outcrop that you can see for miles around. And also, as if I look directly ahead of me, I can see the hills around Harewood, Sicklinghall and Kirby Overblow as well, looking out towards the Harrogate district. A little bit closer to me, there's some really nice looking houses. Those are situated at the top of Pool Bank, which is a steep road, just like the Chevin. If any of you are into cycling or do the tandem riding, then if you like your hills, then come to Otley Chevin and Pool Bank, because you will be tested. In the field directly in front of me, there are some sheep just grazing on the grass. And there's also some wooden structures that look like horse jumps. So the local farm must exercise their horses in this field, I would think. In fact, I can see a horse not too far away. Anyway, I suppose we ought to tear ourselves away from this vantage point now and venture on into the wood a bit deeper and see what else we can find. I've just stumbled across this lovely little woodland clearing. It's actually at the point where a lot of the deciduous woodland on the edges of Otley Chevin meets the much dense pine woodland at the centre of the Chevin. And it just gives way to these pockets of light that come through the trees. And in this one pocket I've found a fly agaric mushroom, which is the quintessential red-topped toadstool with the little white spots. The sort of thing that you would think would crop up in a fairy tale. I've just done a little bit of research about it, because mushrooms and fungi aren't really my speciality, but it says that it was once used as an insecticide, so it's probably not the sort of thing that you would pick to have with your steak. The other striking thing about this little clearing is that I've got that distinctive smell that's quite sharp but also sweet at the same time, of Himalayan balsam. Now, I know here at Open Country our conservation groups do a lot to get rid of it because it is an invasive species, but at this time of year when the colours are starting to change from the greens to the browns and reds and yellows, it does give that last burst of colour with the beautiful pink flowers that give off that distinctive aroma. And it also just brings a bit of freshness to the air in what is a decaying sort of landscape around me as life starts to die off, ready for the autumn and winter beyond. Starting to get a little bit morbid there, aren't we? So maybe we should carry on this walk and look for a few more promising things ahead, just to keep our spirits up. I've now reached the main path along the northern ridge of Otley Shevin, and I've come across a little notice board next to what looks like a little ruin, and on it it gives information about something called Cali Deer Park. And the ruin that's actually in front of me now is actually the ruin of an old keeper's lodge. And the gamekeeper for the estate once must have lived here. And it says that at one time this area was a huge deer park that stretched all the way to Holbeck on the outskirts of Leeds. And it was stocked with not only the deer that we know today, like red deer, roe deer, but also zebras and wild boar. Seems amazing to think of that today, just on this leisurely stroll along the Shevin, to think that once upon a time, if you were walking these paths, you might have seen the flash of black and white through the trees of a zebra. Amazing. Anyway, I'm going to carry on this main path now. I am saying hello to more and more people, so we must be getting back towards the main car park area of the Shevin. But the reason that I am walking along this way is that in a short distance, the views will open up once again of the Wharf Valley and Otley beyond, which I'm hoping to be able to describe to you once we get there. You may now be able to hear the hum of the main A660 road that links Leeds with Otley and then joins the A65 to go out towards Ilkley, the Yorkshire Dales, and then the Lake District beyond there. I've just walked up quite a hill, so I apologise if I am a little out of breath, but I've reached this point, which is an excellent point to pause and take breath, because we've got fantastic views here over Otley and the Wharf Valley below me, which just sprawls out as far as the eye can see. As I said, it is quite hazy today, but you can still see quite a distance. I can see the extent of Otley town centre itself, with the dominant buildings of Wharfdale Hospital and Stephen Smith's Garden Centre, which is directly in front of me. I can tell that because it's surrounded by sports pitches, because it's not only the home of Otley Town Football Club, but also Otley Rugby Club just along the road as well. If I look beyond the constraints of Otley Town Centre, I can see the swathes of rural fields surrounding Farnley Park, with Farnley Hall at the centre of it, a grand stately home. And beyond that, I can just about see the ridge of conifers at Norrod Edge and the impressive tall telecommunications mast that stands proud on the top of the hill. There's quite a few benches here, so it's the perfect sort of spot where you can just sit back and take out your homemade flapjack, which I've brought along with me for sustenance on this walk, and just admire the view. That's lovely. Sometimes you forget how steep some sections of Otley Shevin are until you walk up them. Thankfully, that bit of flapjack that I had on the bench overlooking the wonderful view has given me the energy I needed to get up that last pull. And I've now found myself at the trig point, at the very top of Otley Shevin. If you listened to my Rawdon Billing audio walk, you'll have already heard me talk about trig points, as there's one on top of there as well. They were once used to measure the lie of the land, and especially the height of different points in the landscape. And you used to be able to have a direct line of sight from one to the other. And now the trees have grown up and blocked that view, because of course they're not used anymore, since the computer technology that they do now use has taken over. You may also be able to hear the drone of an aircraft in the background as well. That's because on the other side of the Chevin to Otley is Leeds Bradford Airport, which after lockdown's silence when it was just eerie, it's now back to its constant hum that I've been used to living in this area all my life. I just paused in another little woodland clearing at the side of the path as I just saw lots of squirrels just scurrying into the undergrowth. I thought, what on earth's going on here? I can't have created that much of a commotion. And then suddenly, through the trees, I just saw this buzzard elegantly drift through from one tree to another. You might be able to hear the shrill cry of the buzzard in the distance now. They're beautiful, dark brown birds of prey that if you do get lucky enough to get quite close to them, you see how powerful their talons and their bill is. Unlike the red kites that we often see flying overhead in this sort of area, buzzards are hunters. Red kites just tend to be scavengers, going for roadkill and that sort of thing. But buzzards will hunt, hence all of the squirrels scurrying into the undergrowth when they saw it. We've now nearly made it full circle. It really has been a wonderful walk. When I set off, I thought, with all this breeze, it might not work very well. But thankfully, on that northern side, once we got out of the wind, it seemed to calm down a bit and it hasn't been as bad as I'd expected. And we've seen, heard and smelt some fantastic things, from those wonderful beech trees rustling in the breeze when we set off to the fantastic vantage points over the Wharfe Valley. And then not forgetting that buzzard that just swept through the trees on that final stretch. Just goes to show that whenever you're out in the countryside, and no matter where you are, as we are quite close to an urban landscape here with Leeds Bradford Airport and the cities of Leeds and Bradford not too far away, that you're always going to be able to find something that just not only takes your breath away but makes you realise how insignificant we are as human beings and how important it is to look after this natural world around us for not only generations to come but for the future of the planet beyond. I'll end on that philosophical note. Thank you very much for listening once again to this audio walk from Open Country. Don't forget you can check out all of our audio walks at opencountry.org.uk, and I'm sure there will be more to come as well. So until the next one, thank you very much for listening, and I hope to speak to you again on another audio walk in the not too distant future.